Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. This is day 13 on the 13th of December. Today's episode is entitled Advent Sex. Our Bible reading is Matthew chapter 1 verse 25. But Mary and Joseph did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. In this episode, we're going to see that the Advent stories include all sorts of sexual matters in a very ordinary, matter-of-fact way. There's much for us to learn from them today. When this episode went online in written form as a blog 3 years ago, it got a lot of interest. Maybe the title of Advent Sex got people's attention. We'll see if this podcast has the same effect. So here we go. There's an assumption by many young people today that old people don't have sex. But that certainly wasn't the case at the first Advent. In fact, we're told that Zechariah and Elizabeth were both very old, yet were having sex, sufficient enough for Elizabeth to conceive. And it's the same today. Many elderly people continue to enjoy an active sex life well into retirement and beyond. There's an assumption by many young people today that it's best to have sex with your partner before marriage in order to check sexual compatibility. But that certainly wasn't the case at the first Advent. We know that Mary was a virgin before marriage, and that she and Joseph did not make love before they were married. And yet there's no sign that they went on to have an unhappy or unsuccessful marriage. And it's the same today. You can still have a satisfying and fulfilling sex life despite waiting until marriage to make love. Despite the sexual revolution, this is still what Christ asks of his followers, and it's worth the wait, believe me. There's an assumption by many young people today that married couples have little or no sex, especially couples with young children. But that certainly wasn't the case at the first Advent. After the baby Jesus was born, we're told that Mary and Joseph had sex. And given that Jesus had brothers and sisters, we should assume that their parents enjoyed a healthy sex life together. And it's the same today. Most married couples enjoy making love, with surveys showing that the most fulfilling sex is normally enjoyed in the context of commitment and trust. Characteristics normally found more in married couples rather than in any other form of sexual partnership. There's an assumption by many young people today that the Bible is embarrassed about sex. But that certainly wasn't the case at the first Advent. The Bible is delightfully open about the sex taking place that first Advent, as we're seeing, talking about virginity, marriage, sexual consummation, sexual intercourse, conception, unmarried pregnancy, old people's sex and more. And it's the same today. Those who see the Bible as God's revelation to humanity needn't be bashful about sexual matters. Sex is described as a normal part of human life. It's not a taboo subject. So here's what this means for us this Advent. If you find it difficult to talk about sex, be inspired by these Advent stories. There's no need to be coy. Sex is normal and natural. It's meant, when shared kindly and appropriately, to be a beautiful expression of love and commitment, of comfort and joy. It's the way we make babies. It's what married women and men of varying ages do. It's been designed by God and finds its optimal expression when practiced according to manufacturer's instructions. If you're single or widowed, be inspired by Anna, whose husband died early in life and who then lived celibate for many years, maybe 60 plus years, finding intimacy not in a human relationship but in her relationship with God. If you're married but not able for whatever reason to make love, be inspired by Joseph, who exercised self-control and showed great sexual patience for the sake of love. And if you are married, make every effort this season to show love to your spouse in all sorts of practical and physical ways, including healthy doses of festive fun and frolicking. God encourages it and blesses it. It's the joy of Advent sex. As I close today, I want to suggest a couple of things, something for action, something for prayer. So for action, despite our culture's negativity to singleness, there are many benefits of being unmarried. So if you're single, rejoice. If you're single and long for friendship and marriage and sexual intimacy, then be honest with God about that desire. Ask him again to give you the desire of your heart. If you're married, try to find time to listen again to this podcast with your spouse and talk about one thing that challenged and one thing that encouraged you. Be honest about how you can love each other better during this season, how you might enjoy fresh tenderness and renewed sexual intimacy. And then something for prayer. Whether single or married, pray for yourself and welcome the presence of the Spirit in your body, thanking him that you are the temple of his Spirit, as we read in 1 Corinthians 6. Pray that you'd honour God with your body. And pray for a single friend who struggles with celibacy. And then maybe pray for a married friend and ask that God would today strengthen their marriage, that their love and sexual intimacy would become even stronger and kinder and lovelier this Advent.